Pogonic and the Red and Blue Man. Pogonic wiki wetone. Wepiemi wu musalo. Wet met macnel. Ketik tan tepo wen west tigimigak. Niketik kuo kisiko kul nipnil. Pisio yu wol wabanakik. Kisos na kesasin. Weskidsin ewug. Wet akagemanya. Wetemeya yawa. Wetikisime, one yogonya. Pogonic likes to smoke. He loves his pipe more than anything in the world. In those days, the summers are long among the Wabanaki. The sun is warm. The people plant their tobacco. They have very much of it. This one day, Kluskab and Pogonic sit smoking Kluskab's pipe. Pogonic admires this pipe. It is a great pipe and holds 7 pounds of tobacco. Kluskab sees that Pogonic has no great pipe and says to him, "There is a wizard who lives beyond Missisquoi. He has a wonderful pipe that can be yours if you do as I say." Kluskab has a clever plan so they can trick this evil wizard and take his wonderful pipe from him. Now, this wizard is very clever. No one can trick him with words or thoughts. No one can trick him with lies, for he can read men's thoughts like reading a wapapi. Great care must be taken, for he has the ability to turn people into logs or stones. He then uses them to cross streams, this evil wizard. This is what they do. Kluskab digs a hollow and makes a puddle of red clay. He bids Pogonic to lay in this on his right side. Then he makes a puddle of blue clay, and Pogonic lays in this on his left side. Now Pogonic is all blue on his left side and red on the other. When he packs what he needs, this is what Pogonic does. He travels to the north around Missisquoi, being careful to keep his left side towards the village. He makes noises and shouts, "Kwai, kwai, hello." Then, when the people look, they see a blue man, and they wonder at his strange behavior. Now, when Pogonic approaches this wizard's camp, he is careful to keep his left side towards the wigwam. He sits down so only his left side can be seen. When the wizard sees this blue man, he comes out. Pogonic is careful not to think of the wizard's pipe. Instead, he thinks of delicious dried meat. When the wizard asks what he wants, Pogonic says, "I need a kettle to heat water to bend wood for snares." The wizard sees dried meat in this blue man's mind and becomes hungry. The wizard agrees to loan his kettle for half the catch. He doesn't need to read minds to know that when one borrows kettles, one cooks food. When Pogonic goes to his camp in the woods, the wizard follows at a distance, watching. Pogonic sets the kettle on the fire, then disappears into a thicket, all the while thinking of dried meat. The wizard watches for Pogonic to return with the dried meat. Then he will take it all from him. But Pogonic is running to the wizard's camp, being careful to think only of meat. When he comes to the wigwam, Pogonic grabs the pipe from its rack and starts running fast to the north of Missisquoi. The pipe cries out to the wizard, who now knows he has been tricked. Pogonic stuffs tobacco in the bowl of the pipe to shut it up, and the wizard, as furious as he chases the blue man. Now, when Pogonic reaches Missisquoi, he stays to the north, so the people there see only his right side. They see a red man running and shouting, "Kwai, kwai." They don't know what to think of this red man and his strange behavior as he disappears to the east. Now, when the wizard arrives, he asks angrily of the people whether they have seen a blue man pass their way. The people reply, "We saw a blue man approach your camp, but no blue man has come back this way." The wizard can detect that what they say is true. He is furious and jumps up and down. He says, "When I catch this blue man, I will turn him into something to torment you. A mosquito." Then, confused and angry, he returns to his wigwam to hide his shame at being tricked. In those days, the summers are long among the Wabanaki. The sun is warm. The people plant their tobacco. There is very much of it. Pogunik likes to smoke. He loves his pipe more than anything in the world. Metigwit, the end.